I first got interested in the Axe FX 13 years ago or thereabouts. And when I looked for accessibility information on the internet, you know, typing in keywords, you know, Axe FX accessibility for blind people, I found nothing. So I asked a question on a forum, you know, how likely is it that a blind person could use this successfully? And got, you know, just kind of vaguely helpful suggestions, but really just a shrug, not sure, doubt it. And today, it's 13 years later. It took me 10 years to kind of pluck up the courage to take the plunge. 13 years later, if I type those same keywords into DuckDuckGo or whatever, I get the same result. One thing that shows up is my post from 13 years ago, still asking the same thing. There's another thread asking the same thing and getting the same kind of response. You know, not sure, but it might, you might be able to do this and that. Don't know, though. So there's no information. It took me 10 years, like I said, because it's so expensive. I knew I was going to have to sell all the stuff I'd acquired over the 15, 20 years, my guitar amp and all my stomp boxes and everything. So, you know, even if I'd got it and thought, oh, it's no good and sent it back under the 30-day money-back guarantee, I still would have had sold all my stuff and had to restart again. So it's like going in not knowing anything, that how much you're going to get to use it. You know, it's such a big decision to take. And if I were to do that same thing today, 13 years later, I'd be in exactly the same position. There is nothing, no information whatsoever to help people to decide whether to take this huge decision. So what I found was that even though it's not accessible on Windows, when I bought a Mac to use Logic, as a bonus, I just opened the Axe Edit software, the Axe FX software, just to see what it was like with a Mac, and found there was incredible accessibility on the Mac. So as long as you have a Mac, you can use it. And this is just going to be a little walkthrough of, you know, the quirks of using the Axe Edit software on a Mac. There are, you know, there are some things you need to, that seem like they're not accessible at first, but when you figure out which way to approach it, you find pretty much everything is accessible. Before we use Axe Edit, there are a couple of changes we need to make in VoiceOver settings. So I'm going to open VoiceOver Utility.
Opening VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility. Window. Utility categories. Table. Row 1
I'm
of 11.
I'm going to go down to
General.
Navigation.
Selection in Utility. Robust Speed. Navigation. Web. Navigation. Out of Utility. Initial keyboard grouping. Stand. Synchronize key. Mouse pointer.
Now to mouse pointer.
Ignores VoiceOver cursor. Mouse pointer. Pop-up button.
So that needs to be set to ignore VoiceOver cursor. If it's set to follow VoiceOver cursor, the menus in Axe Edit won't work properly. Now I'm going to go to visuals.
Mouse, sync, stand, group, keyboard, initial position of voice, utility categories, in utility, web, sound, visuals, out of utility, cursor, panels and menus, tab, 2 of 2.
Click on panels and menus.
Selected, show caption panel, untick, tick box.
That needs to be unchecked, show caption panels. If that's checked, it will interfere with the mouse when you're using Axe Edit. Before I open Axe Edit for the first time and get started using the app, I just want to say a few things about a few useful key commands that you might want to set key commands for, custom key commands, because you use them a lot to do the kinds of things I'll be talking about. I like the numpad commander because, you know, you can do a lot of stuff with just single key presses. Actions I'll be using a lot will be go to beginning and go to end. I have those mapped to numpad 1 and numpad 3. So go to beginning and go to end, which jumps you to the top and the end of, you know, whatever you happen to be in. You do that a lot with the Axe Edit. And the other key commands that are very useful to have relate to the mouse. So I've got control numpad 5 is left click the mouse. Option numpad 5 is right click the mouse. Command numpad 5 is double click the mouse. Shift 5 routes the mouse pointer to the VoiceOver cursor. Shift numpad 6 routes the VoiceOver cursor to the mouse pointer. So the same thing the other way around. Shift 4 tells you where the mouse is, announces the position. I think the first time you press it, it says what it's positioned over, the element it's positioned over. And the second time you press it, tells you its position in either inches or pixels, depending on what you've set it to. Also, here's a quick overview of the front of the device, because we will need some of these controls. On the far left is the power switch. Just to the right of that, you've got the big display. And below that, there are 5 rotary controls endless rotary controls. There are also push controllers as well. In the manual, these are labelled as A, B, C, D and E. To the right of that, you've got the big value knob, which is another endless rotary controller and push control. To the right of the big value knob, you've got your four navigation keys, up, down, left and right. These are in a kind of diamond configuration. And it's quite useful to put one of those stick-on bumps in the middle, just so you can find exactly where they are easily, because there are quite a few of the same sort of little square buttons. Above the big value knob and the nav keys are four square buttons in a row. From left to right, they are home, edit, store and tempo. Below the value knob and nav buttons, there are another four square buttons in a row. And from left to right, they are enter, exit, page left and page right. Then to the right of that, you've got your four volume controls for the four outputs. The leftmost one is output one. That also controls your headphones. And then to the right of that, you have two sockets. The top one is headphones. The one beneath that is input one, where you plug in your guitar.